Let's do a little Vedanta Sura. We chant our opening verse, but we are on verse 129 of Vedanta Sura. On the mimamsaka views. In your book, it's on page 74 if you have a book. But let's chant the opening, two opening prayer verses. Akandam Satchidanandam Avam Manasagocharam Atmanam Akiladharam Ashraye Bhishti Siddhaye Arthato Pyadvayanandam Atita Dvaita Bhanataha Guru Naradhya Vedanta Saram Bhakshe Yathamati. Okay, repeat after me. For verse 129, and the mimamsaka views. 129, page. The verse is 129. Page 74 in your book. Prabhakara Tarakikau 2. Prabhakara. Prabhakara. Tarakikau. Tarakikau 2. Anyantara.
Anyantara.
Atma Anandamayaha.
Atma Anandamayaha.
Taittiriya Upanishad 2, 5, 1. Okay. Ityadi Shrutehe. Buddhyadinam Ajnane Laya Darshanat Aham Agnyaha
Aham
Agnani
Ityadi
Anubhavacha Ajnanam Atma Atmeti Ajnanam Atmeti. Let me break the sending. Prabhakara Tarakikau. So Prabhakara Tarakikau 2. Anyaha Antaraha Atma Anandamayaha Iti Adi Shrutehe Buddhi Adinam Ajnane Laya Darshanat Aham Ajnaha Aham Ajnani Iti Adi Anubhavacha Ajnanam Atma Iti. So what he's doing now, working his way through the koshas, basically, he's citing a mimamsaka view. I don't know very much about the mimamsaka, so I've read up on it a little bit, but I don't want to tell you more than what he's talking about, because I don't really have any depth. But in the mimamsakas, there's two major schools, the Prabhakaras and also the Kumarila Bhattas. So, well, that's going to be in the second verse. There's two major positions that the mimamsakas take. The mimamsakas are they're a darshana. They're the ones who analyze the karmakanda, the first portion of the Vedas. And they have their own philosophy. Okay. They consider themselves to be astikas. What they do is analyze the Vedas. Just like in Advaita Vedanta, we analyze and work with the second part of the Vedas. The mimamsakas have written the sutras on the first part of the Vedas. Okay. So, Prabhakara are a group that have a following. Prabhakara. You can see in the footnote, the followers of the mimamsaka philosopher Prabhakara. So, these Prabhakaras and also the Tarkikas are the same. The Tarkikas are the Nyayayikas, they're the logicians. That's also a school of thought. So, the Prabhakara mimamsakas and the Tarkika, so that's a dwandra, Prabhakara and Tarkikau. And those who follow Tarka, logic. Tarka means logic. So they're the Nyayikas, so the Prabhakaras and the Tarkikas. Tarkikau makes a dwandva dual. It means they come together by cha, right? The Prabhakaras and the Tarkikas. And the Tarkikas. To whereas is just differentiating this group. Okay? He's saying now, ityadi shrutehe, from the shruti, from the Upanishad, from the shruti quote beginning with adi ityadi, or you can say from such shruti quote, so shrutehe is in the fifth case. What's the quote? Anyaha antaraha atma atma anandamayaha. There is another more interior atma, which is the which is comprised of just ananda. Remember, we've gone from the annamaya, the physical body, to the pranamaya, to the manomaya, to the vijnanamaya, which were the Yogacara Buddha, the Buddhist Yogacara Buddhist. And now he's taking this further to what if you're identifying the atma with the anandamaya kosha. Okay? The anandamaya kosha is the same as the karana sharira. And so it can be, we have three shariras, just to make this clear for you. We've got the stula sharira, right? Which is the same as, pointing to the same thing as the annamaya kosha, that kosha made of food is the stula sharira. Then we have the sukshma sharira, subtle body. That's going to be comprised of the pranamaya, the manomaya, and the vijnanamaya koshas, right? That the koshas cover those three aspects of the sukshma sharira. Then the karana sharira is the third, the most subtle. That is the same as, pointing to the same thing as the anandamaya kosha. So the karana sharira also is ajnanam, like in deep sleep when nothing is known. Okay. So now what if the atma is identified with the causal body? Then with the karana sharira or the anandamaya kosha. If that's the case, if it's identified with the ananda, the causal body, the karana sharira, then basically the ananda is ajnanam. I mean, the atma is ajnanam. It is not always conscious. So consciousness then is not going to be an attribute. It can be an attribute of the self. Under certain circumstances, but it's not natural to the self because when you're asleep, you don't know anything. This is what the Prabhakaras say. The Bhattas are going to say something a little differently. There are also Mimamsas, but so let's look at what he says. He says, okay, these Prabhakaras and the Tarkikas, because referring to the Shruti, that there's an Atma which is interior to now the Vijnanamaya Kosha. There's an atma interior to that, antara atma, which is ananda, comprised maya. The maya affix means that it's made of that. It's comprised of that. It's comprised of the ananda maya kosha. Okay? So this ananda maya atma, the atma which is just ananda, there is this shruti, because there is this shruti here. Shrute is in the fifth case. Then he gives another thing. Bhujyadinam ajnane Laya darshanat, and from seeing the dissolution of jnane into ignorance, reading backwards from darshanat, fifth case, from the darshana, from the seeing of the laya, the dissolution, the resolution, ajnane, locative, into ajnanam, genitive, bhujadinam, of the buddhi, etc., of the buddhi, the manas, the antakarana, it all resolves in deep sleep. It all resolves into ajnanam. So the ajnanam is the atma. All of these things resolve into ajnanam. Right? And so the antara atma of the vijnanamaya kosha, the manomaya kosha, the prana, means here, the indriyas, is going to be ajnanam. That's what he says. Because we see this. We see the buddhi, etc., resolving into ajnana. And not only that, from our anubhava, because remember, we have these three. Shruti, what is the pramana? Yukti, logic, and anubhava, your experience. So now, and from the anubhava, the experience. So he says here, what is the experience? Aham agnyaha. Aham agnani. Ityadi anubhavacha. And from the anubhava, from the experience that aham agnya, I am ignorant, and aham agnani, I have no knowledge. They're very similar. Aham agnyaha, I don't know anything. And aham agnani, I don't know. Aham agnyaha, I don't know anything. I don't know. And aham agnani, I have no knowledge. Because in the deep sleep state, there's nothing is known. There's no experience of duality. There's no one even saying there, I don't know anything. Right? There's just no knowledge. So aham agnyaha. So he says, therefore, you know, because of going through this antara atma, now we're at this point of identification, this anandamaya kosha, or the karana sharira, all of these things resolve into the karana sharira. So the karana sharira, the ajnanam, is innermost, and so therefore that is me. That is the atma. And so what this means is that consciousness becomes an incidental attribute. It becomes consciousness becomes something which under certain circumstances is there, but is not fundamental to the atma. Ajnanam, the nature of the atma is ajnanam, is inert actually, is jada, according to the Mimamsas. Remember, all of these are going to be answered. So, but now, that's what the Mimamsaka says of the Prabhakara. But the Bhatta group, called Bhatta, from Bhatta, Kumarila Bhatta, the Bhatta group don't agree with Prabhakara. They don't agree with his analysis. So they say something a little bit different. So let's read what he says. You saw the last part of that, Ajnanam Atma Iti Vedita. These two, Vedita is in the present tense dual, right? Titaha Anti. These two say that the Atma is Ajnanam. Ajnanam Atma Iti Vedita. See that? These two, Prabhakara and the Prabhakaras and the Tarkikas, these two say that the Atma is Ajnanam. Whereas another Mimamsaka group, so the Mimamsaka divides into these two groups. Repeat after me. Bhattas tu.
Bhattas tu.
Prajnana gana.
Prajnana gana.
Evanandamayaha.
Evanandamayaha.
He's quoting now from the Mandukya Upanishad, where the Anandamayaha is said to be prajnana gana, a mass of consciousness. See that? So anandamaya, which the Prabhakara is only talking about as ajnanam, the karana sharira, the bhattas are saying, quoting this verse. So let me read through the sandhi. Iti adi shrutehe. Iti adi shrutehe. Oh, we didn't read the whole thing, did we? Iti adi shrutehe. Sushuptau.
Sushuptau.
Prakasha aprakasha.
Prakasha aprakasha.
Sadbhavad. Sadbhavan. Mamaham.
Mamaham.
Najanami.
Najanami.
Ityadi.
Ityadi.
Anubhavacha.
Anubhavacha.
Ajnanopahitam.
Ajnanopahitam.
Chaitanyam.
Chaitanyam.
Atmeti.
Atmeti.
Vadati.
Vadati.
So, Sandhi. Bhaktaha tu. Prajnana ghanaha eva anandamayaha. Mandukya Upanishad, verse 5. Iti adi shrutehe sushuptau. Prakasha aprakasha sad bhavat. Mam aham na janami iti adi anubhavat cha ajnana upahitam chaitanyam atma iti vadati. Bhattaha tu, where's the bhattas? Kumarila Bhatta. He's a Mimamsaka. There's famous stories about him meeting up with Shankara. Bhattaha tu. Whereas the Bhattas, what do they say? From the Ityadi Shrutehe, from the Shruti, Prajnana Ganaha Eva Anandamayaha. They're talking about really the nature of the Atma, you know, as a mass at the Anandamaya Kosha, the Tritiya Sthana, the third state, this deep sleep state, as being Prajnana Gana, a mass of consciousness, which is Ananda, which is limitless fullness. Prajnana Ganaha Eva, but this mass of Prajnana is there. Gana just means a mass. The mass means the whole manifest creation, all of which is known, just collapses into one big mass of consciousness, right? With undifferentiated consciousness, Prajnana Gana. And that is limitless Ananda.
Do you sense sleep like that?
Well, let's go through it.
Okay,
Ityadi Shrute. Thus, from this Shruti, Sushuptau, in deep sleep, Prakasha, Sushuptau is in the locative singular, Prakasha, conscious or light, Aprakasha, not light. So you can say conscious and unconscious, or being the conscious or unconscious, Sadbhavat. So here it says, you know, from the sadbhava, from the existence of prakasha, of light, of luminosity, and aprakasha, ignorance or darkness. So you can say from the existence of prakasha, seeing, light, luminosity, consciousness, and aprakasha, both things are there to be experienced, sadbhava. Both are there. Both things are existing there. Both prakasha, luminosity, and aprakasha, darkness. Consciousness and what is not conscious. So prakasha, aprakasha, said bhavat, fifth case, because of that. So from that also. Then, aham na janami ityadi anubhavacha. And from the experience of, I don't know anything. Na aham, I. Mam aham na janami. I do not know myself. Mom is me. In English, you'd say, I don't know me. Mom is accusative singular. Aham, I, nominative. Na, not. Jana, me. I don't know me. I don't know myself. Ityadi anubhavacha. From that experience. Okay? In the waking. When you wake up, you say, you know, in deep sleep, I don't know myself. I don't know me. Okay? Then, ajnana upahita chaitanyam atma vedati. So the bhattas say, because of the Shruti statement, and because of the logic that in deep sleep we find both things, the existence of prakasha, light, and ignorance, and from the experience of I don't know myself, he says, jnana upahita chaitanyam, consciousness conditioned by ignorance. Ajnana upahita chaitanyam, right? Anubhavacha, ajnana upahita chaitanyam, atma iti vadati. They say that the atma is consciousness which is conditioned by ignorance. And the reason they say that is that when you wake up in the deep sleep, you don't know anything. You don't know yourself, you don't know anything. But when you wake up, you're able to say, because now you're able to talk, you're able to say, in the deep sleep, I don't know myself, I don't know anything. That means that consciousness must be there in the deep sleep for you to have that type of recollection the sooner you get more into it. So there both has to be consciousness there and unconsciousness. So what they say, consciousness there, and it's a mix. Upahita means consciousness conditioned by unconsciousness. So for them, the Atma is not just ajnanam. It is a combination of ajnanam and consciousness, or conditioned consciousness, consciousness which is conditioned by ajnanam. That is who you are. You are consciousness conditioned by ajnanam. That's your deepest point of resolution, is what they say. And they know that because when you wake up, and when you're in that state, you don't know yourself or anything else. But when you wake up, you do. You say, you know. So the consciousness is that has got to be there. Because you can describe it. That's when you get a little bit more into the bhakta. Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. So that's where they stop. And they use this mandukya, prajnana gana eva anandamayaha, as their as their point of resolution. They don't get beyond that. And so now, next time, we'll do the Shunyavadins, who don't stop at Ajnanam. They just dismiss, you know, the nature of the Atma completely and say there is no Atma. Mm-hmm. So they get as far as you can go. If you see, if you go to from the Shunyavadins on out, these are all the different possibilities. And each possibility is going to be refuted.
Would they refer to that they're not considered Buddhists? The Buddhists are separate because the Buddhists always talk about Shunya.
This is one type of Bauda that we haven't done yet. We're going to do it next week. And they're called the Shunyavadins.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's stop here.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.